Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 7, Manners Matter, Etiquette and Customer Service, Part 2. Your manners are always important, but it can be hard sometimes to convey them when you are on a phone call. In this section, we will discuss more of the ways you can give great customer services and maintaining good phone etiquette. Some of these techniques include learning how to read your customers. We will also discuss how to properly transfer calls. Then we will address going the extra mile for your customers. Lastly, we will talk about how to limit given information and when that is appropriate. With these tools in your tool belt, you'll be ready for any call. Reading your customers. In this context, reading your customer just means that you are using their subtextual cues to see their mood. In person, you have the advantage of reading someone's body language for subtle cues on how to handle a situation. If you notice that a customer is already aggravated, you might adjust your phrasing to smooth over the situation. When you are on the phone, you do not have the luxury using body language cues.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You have to use subtle cues that the customer gives you, like their tone. If the customer is talking very quickly and in a sharp tone, then they may be upset. Use these cues to better serve your customer and potentially avoid any conflict. Properly transferring calls. Have you ever called somewhere and you've told someone your issue, and abruptly you hear phone ringing and someone else answers? I think as customers we have all been there. It is very frustrating for the caller because they are not being told what is going on. As a contact center agent, your goal is to help the customer to the best of your abilities. There will be times when you are not able to help a customer with a particular issue. In these times, it's important for you to transfer the call properly. So what are the proper steps for transferring a call? Number 1, make sure it's not something that you can help them with. Number 2, tell the caller why you are connecting them to another person. Number 3, if able, introduce the call. Talk to the other agent
created
first
with
to
free
let them
version
know
for
the
non-commercial
situation
use.
And give any relevant information so that the customer doesn't have to repeat everything. This step will also aid in making sure they are being sent to the right employee. Number 4, connect the call. If able, stay on the line for a moment to make sure the call connects appropriately. Going the extra mile. A call center agent's whole job is customer service. Sometimes that means going the extra mile to make sure the customer is taken care of. Going the extra mile for a customer could be something as small as telling them to have a great day at the end of a call, or something as complicated as sorting through hundreds of fax documents to find theirs. People as a whole inherently want to do well. Whatever services your contact center provides, encourage your employees to go the extra mile for their customers. You can reward them for the job well done. This reward could be given in the form of a great job, thumbs up, or even a raise. Employees just want to know that they are being appreciated for their hard work. And if they feel appreciated, they will work harder
for you as a supervisor. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Using this encouragement to motivate employees to go the extra mile will significantly improve customer satisfaction and will give your employees a sense of accomplishment. Limit information. Sometimes giving the customers information on the process that you're completing is good because they can understand why it is taking you some extra time to assist them. Sometimes, though, you can give a customer too much information. As a supervisor, you want to inform your employees on what information is good for them to share and what they should refrain from sharing with the callers. Sometimes it's better to not share with the customer how the sausage is being made, in a manner of speaking. Too much information can make the customer confused and disgruntled. Case study. Vitacorp is a vitamin supplement supply company. Oliver has recently started taking a supplement to help him with his arthritis. He has some gastric issues also and wanted to consult with a company about what they offer for that type of ailment. He calls the customer service line on the bottle
created
and is
with
connected
free version
to an agent,
for non-commercial
Mia.
Use.
Mia is a registered nutritionist, and she is able to tell him about the multitude of supplements that could help Oliver with his various ailments. Mia can tell on the phone that Oliver is a little apprehensive about the supplements, so she goes into detail about how they would benefit him. She also tells him that she will send him a pamphlet with this same information so that he can review this with his doctor prior to taking them. Before Oliver disconnects the call, Mia also tells him that she is going to connect him to the company's promotions department to see if there are any special offers they are having to help save him some money. Oliver is very impressed by the care the company gives its customers. This one call has made him feel like being a lifetime customer.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.